Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. Joined once again by two amazing women, Kathy O'Brien, Lynn Scott Hagerman. Both have been revealing on a massive scale the level of pedophilia that's racking our nation and the world, exposing it. And now we're moving to another level where so much has been exposed. Now we're starting to, take charge of this. A lot of people are starting to get involved. We're going to talk about that. So, ladies, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a delight.
So, Kathy, I've seen you, I think I saw you just recently with Tom Holman, taking a picture with him, and he was very generous. He's definitely looking into the trafficking that's coming across the border. Let's just jump in from that point and the most recent, information. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm so deeply encouraged with him in position like that. He's a very soulful, kind, compassionate, and caring man, and he cares so much about the children. And when 2020, when elections were blatantly stolen in front of all of us through mind control masters of virus, the first thing they did was fling the borders back open to drug and human trafficking. That was so devastating to me that happened again. And it was in those years that I first met Tom Holman and saw him on several occasions. And he was always very reassuring that as soon as President Trump was back in, that we would be freed to be able to start helping the children. And his kindness has been deeply encouraging. And it's so good to see someone of his heart, his love, his soul, having the fortitude to take on the magnitude of what he's facing at the border. And that's a very rare quality. I know it's one that you have, Michael, and it's one that Mark Phillips certainly had. And it's beautiful when we see someone with both soul and fortitude in positions of to make a positive difference for us all, especially the children.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And I know the AOC has really come out against Tom Holman, very, very vocal against him. Now, her district, as we're starting to find out, is a district that takes a lot of these trafficked children. So it doesn't surprise me that, she's really speaking out against them. Lynn, what are your thoughts on, these districts and throughout the, nation that have been allowing this human trafficking, child trafficking to come through?
Our country, unfortunately, our federal government is the largest trafficker of children in the world. So it's no surprise to me that politicians support pedophilia. That's exactly what this is. So right now, Tom Holman has deputized every American citizen to look for these missing children. And what does that mean? It's nothing kinetic, but it is a see something, say something. He is recommending calling ICE. And to me, we're at a stage, trust the man, trust the plan. And we know that President Trump is starting to clean out at the federal level. So I believe that he must have officers in place in ICE to handle this. But it's up to we, the people. It's go time for America. I believe soon it will be go time worldwide. But it's up to we, the people, to see something, say something. So if you have a politician like AOC, who is pro bring in children from across the border who are clearly trafficked, this is a pedophile agenda. And I believe it's exposure so that the citizens of the United States can see who exactly is behind this horrific, heinous act against these little ones. To me, her doing this, she's outing herself and standing up saying, I am for pedophiles.
Yeah. And it's incredible. And Kathy, I love, if anybody is not subscribed to Kathy's Twitter account, you definitely need to go over there and do that X. So you have been exposing a lot of stuff, Kathy, definitely on a Canadian pedophiles that are basically running that country. and how they were influenced as children. And you notice that yourself when you're being influenced, unfortunately, in a negative way. But you have pointed a lot of this stuff out that is just one big, you know, group of people that continually do these things, and they do it to other children. They get away with it. What are your, how do you think this all ends?
It's a global network. And the only way it can end is through global unity. When people wake up, face the reality of what in the world is going on, and start taking positive action. It's going to take all of us to defeat this new world order, globalist slave society agenda. It's been rooting in our countries around the world for generations now. And it's going to take a lot to undo it. And there's, you know, as wonderful as Tom Homan is, as thrilled as I am to have President Trump in place to free us up, we the people up, to take back our power and start taking action ourselves. The point is, we have to realize it is up to us. Lynn, just like you said, it's up to we the people. We have to take that action, and not just in this country, but on a global scale. Canadians have to do their part. Mexicans, South Americans, all around the world, we all have to do our part in dismantling this mess. And it begins with facing the reality that we share this planet with a very dark, negative energy force. It's hard to wrap our brains around what's being done to our children, because it's so much against human nature. But we need to face that reality. It's easier to face it when we know that no matter what life puts in our path, we have within us the ability to heal on body, mind, and spirit. We have been blessed with that resiliency all along, so these children can heal. And knowing there is hope makes it much easier to face the reality of what in the world is going on, so that we can all effectively, all together, stop it.
Lynn, what are your thoughts?
So I would like to personally appeal to the citizens of Canada. President Trump has talked about that Canada is our 51st state. We know paperwork-wise that's true. I've heard that there's a lot of resistance from the Canadian people themselves. However, when that imaginary borderline is gone, the ability for our good law enforcement and military to deal with the trafficking and help the children is so much easier than having to cross these international boundaries. So personally, I believe that's a major impetus behind President Trump saying this. I know there are many reasons, but I believe, you know, his heart, and he has always said, and his two major executive orders are for the children. His heart is for the children. He is the first president we have had with such a heart for the little ones. We all know the war is for the children. And I believe that by making Canada the 51st state, it's part of President Trump and the White Hat's plan to easily go find the children. Let's get the children and let's get them home. And I believe it's part of the plan. So I would just encourage Canadians. There's a lot of differences, but to think about the children. I like Canadians. Are we the people too? And we all need to, like Kathy said, get together. I do believe that the United States is the initial driving force, because we the people do not back down from a fight. This is a fight. And I'd like our Canadian brothers and sisters to join us as the 51st state for the children, if nothing else, for our children.
Yeah, very good point. And, you know, a lot of that resistance really comes from Quebec, where the capital is. And that's where a lot of people are supported by that illegal government that's there right now. And I think it won't be too much longer that they have the power there. So, you know, I've been all over the world and I've seen a lot of this this trafficking that's been going on. When I was in Libya shortly after Gaddafi was taken down, and of course, who was responsible for helping to take him down? That was Hillary Clinton, who we know is deeply involved in the human trafficking, child trafficking, especially in Haiti. But once Gaddafi was taken down, there, before he came into power, he shut down a lot of the slave trade that was going on there. So once Gaddafi was gone, that slave trade is back, guys, in Libya. So not only does Trump intend to, take down the trafficking here in America, but around the world. So he's focused right now in Mexico and also in Canada. But his intention is to go around the world, too. He's putting pressure on South Africa, which has problems there as well. Many different problems. Kathy, what are your thoughts on, you know, the worldwide issue and how that might be addressed as well?
Wow. I mean, I'm just so touched to hear you saying that about Gaddafi and what Hillary Clinton did. And Mark was very much active in wanting to stop that child sex trafficking that was going on there, and knew that Gaddafi was key. And when he was taken out, it was for the purposes of opening that up to the child sex trafficking, human trafficking operations. Of course, child sex trafficking is the most lucrative business in the world, and it is the funding mechanism of the New World Order. So it is a global issue. It's a global problem, and we need to look everywhere. Canada, I mean, for gosh sakes, that was going on when I was a little child. I was trafficked at the Epstein Island of its time, Mackinac Island, Michigan, to Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau back in that day, because he was very strong for the pedophile agenda, which is a mind control agenda. He was a master of MKUltra mind control of individuals and nations. So, you know, that was so deeply rooted. Maggie Trudeau, presidential model, MKUltra, mind control slave. You know, who knows who Justin's biological father is, but we know a pedophile raised him. So it's absolutely horrific the extent to which this global effort has influenced politics in the various nations. We've got a lot to examine and realize that uniting as humanity is not a new world order. A new world order is a mind control, slave society agenda, a depopulation agenda, and global unity is our natural instinct when we remember who we are and why we're here. We reclaim our free thought, free will, soul expression. That strength of the human spirit, the infinite power of love, naturally unites us all. And that is what it's going to take to unravel this, when we all need to realize how much various governments have been infiltrated, affected, blackmailed, coerced, taken over through MKUltra, Manchurian candidates. You know, there's so much we've got to examine, and in order for this all to start unraveling effectively. And in the meantime, the children need us now. That's why we need to open our eyes. But we can't wait on this mess to clean up. It's massive. It's up to us to start making that positive difference ourselves.
Wow. Incredible points. Len, along the same lines, you know, how do you think this is affecting the entire world? And Kathy talked about the money system that the elite thrive on through this sex trafficking of children. Where do you see that going if that dries up?
I'm very hopeful when our QFS rolls out, which hopefully is soon, that is going to, the money has been drying up, and we know that from where the war is at. I believe when we hit the QFS system, everything is trackable. They're going to have a very, very hard time continuing, which is probably why they're pulling out the stops now. Internationally, I want to talk a second about the tunnels, because from my experience being in the tunnels underground when I was little for the adrenochrome harvesting and organ harvesting and torture of the children and the pedophile slave auctions, and the tunnels are really important to me. And a few years ago, I noticed that if you get an earthquake map, watch the 6.2 miles down. That's where the tunnels are. They're worldwide. They're across. They're under the ocean. They're in every country. And you can actually track the good guy military activity based upon where the quote-unquote earthquakes are at the 6.2 miles. And so it is a worldwide operation. And thank goodness we're winning, although it's hard to see that above ground. The other thing I want to tie into is Branson, Missouri. I live in Springfield, Missouri, which is 45 minutes from Branson. And I have all of Kathy's books. I got those when I was still in my healing journey. And of course, you are my hero, Kathy. And I just have to say it. I've said it before, but you are. You helped me so much to heal. So Kathy will talk in her books about Branson, Missouri. And I felt led to go there because we're in a battle, good versus evil. And I knew that there was extensive evil in that area. And I went there and discovered it. And I took care of that spiritually. However, I could tell the extensive trafficking that was, possibly still is, going on in that area. I was talking to Bishop Jim O'Connor about it. He said that because the hills in the Ozarks and the lake is so huge there, it is very easy to move children around and out in the dead of night. Very easy. There isn't in the middle of nowhere. Branson shouldn't even exist. Kathy and I have talked about this before, and she could expand on that if she'd like. But when I got there, and I was talking to Bishop Jim O'Connor about it with his military background, he said the good guy military has always known there was one central place in the United States where the international children were brought in and then dispersed for their trafficking. And he had always wondered if it was Branson, Missouri. And from what I sensed there, I would have to wonder also, because this trafficking, it is an international operation, definitely.
And just like both of you mentioned, there's also a problem in Ukraine, which Russia is trying to, obliterate that problem. It is a lot of, we're going to find out, there has been a lot of child trafficking and so forth, organ harvesting, adrenochrome, that's been going on underground in the Ukrainian area. That's why NATO and the former Biden administration was so heavily intent on, protecting that area. Because it's a massive money laundering area for them to, of course, make money and continue their operations and, taking over the world. So now that that is being, restricted, we're starting to see some of these, governmental agencies stopped out. USAID that was very instrumental in funding a lot of these organizations that did the child trafficking as well. Where do you see DOGE? And, basically Trump, getting peace with Ukraine, Russia. Where do you see that going, Kathy?
Well, I assume that it's going to continue to happen, that we're going to have peace because there's too much awareness. The global awareness has reached critical mass. This great awakening is real. People are waking up and it's just snowballing now. And they're waking up more and more. So it's going to stop. It has to stop. We all know that the child sex trafficking and the organ harvesting and everything else is going on there. There's the bio labs. There's all kinds of problems there. So as we become aware, awareness is the first step towards positive, necessary change. Surely that's going to happen. And I fully expect, because of the need for global unity to take down this New World Order agenda, that it is going to require world peace. World peace is just a natural part of this process in order for it to successfully unfold. And it can't not succeed because everybody is already onto it. We're awake and aware. Our vibration is as high. Our love and compassion for the children's in place. And here we go. We're going to stop this once and for all. It's gone on far too long.
And Lynn, what are your thoughts?
When it comes to Ukraine, there are videos out that I encourage people to look online to search out. They are of the soldiers who went in the tunnels and found the children. And what they saw was so horrific to them. They come out with PTSD and all kinds of violent physical symptoms from what they're seeing. And I think you may have shown some of those, Michael. That may have actually been on one of your shows that I saw that, or maybe your X feed. I received information recently from someone who gave me a list of children that started in Ukraine And there's a, I can't recall the top of my head, there's a, it sounds like a Ukrainian children's organization that sounds positive, but it's the organization where they take the children to different places in Europe and they have them in prisons for the adrenochrome harvesting, adrenochrome. And there were Excel spreadsheets of their names, the quality of the adrenochrome, just when the harvesting was going to end. And we know how that ends. So when it comes to, so President Trump, I know will have peace in Ukraine and Russia. And I believe this is going to be part of the awakening to so many people who just don't know this is going on. They don't understand it. But as Kathy says often, knowledge is power. Knowledge is our best defense. Knowledge is how we break out of the MK Ultra, because too many people are still in MK Ultra. When it comes to the Doge, that to me is the beginning of how we're headed toward the QFS, which is the exposure. The number, since our government is the number one child trafficking organization, all the money funnels through all these different weird things to ultimately land there and for other nefarious things. So I believe that's where that is heading.
Very good. Yeah. Great stuff, ladies. Very good. So when we look at the, you know, Catholic Church throughout time, I think we need to like focus on them for a little bit because they've been a big trafficker. I just read an article where from the 50s through the 80s in Ireland, just one place, they were deeming Irish women that were bearing children out of wedlock to be mothers that couldn't support their children. So they would take their children and, you know, send them, you know, all over the world, Australia to America and so forth. And once these, you know, children grew into adults, they were trying to find out, you know, what happened with their mothers, and the Catholic Church was not forthcoming with information. So we're seeing this basically break down. Of course, once these children found out that their mothers loved them and did not want to, you know, offer up their children, they were very distraught, even more so than before. Where do you guys think the Catholic Church and some of these church organizations, I'm not just going to pick on the Catholic Church, but I know a lot of, you know, church services are heavily involved in the trafficking. We need to expose everything, not just the political realm, but also the church realm. Kathy, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. My experience in the Catholic Church is extensive, and the involvement of the Jesuits, the alignment of the Jesuits with the CIA for the New World Order of the Rose, was all rooted in child sex trafficking for mind control purposes. The Catholic Church has long since been involved in that, and the formula for mind control is the same whether it's of an individual, a nation, a classroom, a military, a cult church, or the world. And trauma is the basis of it. And it was found that there's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. So the Catholic Church has been acutely aware of that. They know the effects of trauma on the human mind. They were involved in such extensive trauma with the Spanish Inquisition and the Crusades, and the spoils of those wars to perpetuate the church were the children, and the Catholic orphanages were born. Those Catholic orphanages have been used for creating mind control slaves from the get-go. I am of a mind, from what I know from inside knowledge, from my life's experiences, from having been around the Jesuits and the whole Catholic Vatican aspect of this whole agenda, I'm of a mind that we need to go into those Catholic orphanages and those, you know, places of Catholic, so-called Catholic charities, and rescue the children from there, because that is one of the greatest, biggest human trafficking operations that has been going on, not only my whole life, but wow, for generations before that. I think even the Hitler-Himmler research was reliant on the Jesuits and what they had learned about the effects of trauma on the minds of the children for their own research. So, yeah, we got a lot of uprooting to do there, and to understand how minds can be manipulated through the infiltration of some of the most sacred, beautiful aspects of our life, including churches.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Excellent points. And so a lot of the trafficking that's coming across the border right now, they get the children and they turn them right over to those Catholic and church services to basically take care of those children, take care of them, right? Yeah, they take care of them by trafficking them out. So, and they get a lot of money. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to get involved in that program. So there is a money-making operation for these churches. That's why they're still involved in the way they are, level they are. So, Lynn, I know that you have talked about the educational system, the university systems, underground, situations going on in the university system. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So in the university system, and I know I was taken to one university medical center, but this is throughout the United States and actually throughout the world. I believe in the United States, there's close to 150 university medical centers that have been involved. And with the university medical centers, it's part of the CIA MK Ultra operations. And there's extensive networks and tunneling underground with experimentation. Of course, over the years, it's not just been with the children, but adults too. But my background and what I know is the children. And every time that I would go, there would be the children would be separated by those that had homes to go to, which I did, and those that did not. Which case in point would be, for example, these, I'm going to call it missing. I hate that word because it's like car keys and they're children, but these children from across the border that are missing, many of them are underground now. A lot are in above ground trafficking houses also, but in underground is where they're doing the experimentation on the children, for both to create the big pharma and also for the adrenochrome harvesting and the organ harvesting. They are not like us. It is a very big, it's not just the trafficking of the children that's a very big money-making operation, but it's also the adrenochrome and the organs. Also, the hospitals are involved in taking, as you said earlier, Michael, the babies from the mothers. I was on Dr. Carrie Madej's show, Tribe Talk, a week or two ago, and she was talking about that. When she was in the hospital, she would see these babies just taken. Some of the mothers knew and some did not. Know that their babies were gone. It was one of the many reasons she had to get out. And it's not just the universities. It starts in the little daycares that are federally funded. I've had people telling me about the pedophile agenda that our federal government has pushed, starting with the little teeny ones. Why are they teaching babies and toddlers about sex? It infuriates me. And then it goes up through into the, our Department of Reeducation is a pedophile agenda, which is why I'm so happy that President Trump is going to destroy it.
Wow. I'm reading in the chat how Illinois is trying to vote in an unconditional bill. They're trying to take our children for noncompliance for home. They're homeschooling your children and they're not being compliant as far as like giving their children to the system. So yeah, very, very, trying time. So we've basically outlined, and we've done this on several shows, the horrific nature of, and the pervasive nature throughout, not just the United States, but the world of this, child sex trafficking, and these, pedophiles at very, very high levels, within government, law enforcement, and throughout all of society, judges and so forth. And, people within the, hospital systems, educational systems, a lot of them involved themselves in pedophilia. And that's why they support each other and protecting it. Now, we touched briefly on how to, overcome it. Everyone being involved, everyone pointing it out. Let's go a little bit deeper into that and maybe draw out some of the programs that are out there that we can get involved in, Kathy.
Well, the healing is within us all. We have a capacity to heal. We've been blessed with. We just need to remember that we have that within us. We've been conditioned very deliberately for generations to look outside ourselves to big pharma, big tech, big cult-to-cult religion, big government to tell us to live our lives, to tell us how to tend to our health and our mental health, how to heal. Now, we don't need any of that outside influence. We have the answers within us all. We need to go within, align with that divine within, and find our own truth and find our own capacity to heal. When intelligence insider Mark Phillips lifted my daughter and me out of the Washington, D.C. human trafficking swamp, he handed me keys to my own mind. Mark did not deprogram me. He did not hypnotize me because I was already in a trance. He did dehypnotize me by empowering me to begin healing from within. And what Mark had found on the highest levels of intelligence buried under national security as our birthright information on mind-brain function, on how our brains respond to trauma and how we can overcome it. And again, knowledge is our defense against mind control. When we have that knowledge, we have an ability to know what to look for and not comply with it anymore. No matter what trauma is involved, we can still heal from it. So that information is something that was kept from the medical community, the mental health community, from society as a whole for generations. And after generations, we forget, just like the three generations, any belief system, knowledge base, or abuse base becomes autogenic in the brain. Likewise, if we forget for three generations, it becomes autogenic in the brain to, you know, be reliant on information outside ourselves for healing. It's within us all to heal. We just need to remember that. So what Mark taught me was to remember what we've been blessed with all along and access that, to be able to pick up a pen and paper and write out memory. It's such a simple brain hack that opens the neuron pathways in the brain. Mind control shuts them down. That's what makes us compliant. We need to open those neuron pathways back up. We need to get our brains firing again. And that requires good nutrition. That requires healthy water, plenty of rest, and to be able to start exercising our brain in ways that open those neuron pathways. And I mentioned the pen and paper. The very act of moving a pen uses the logic part of the brain. So it takes repressed trauma, shifts it over to logic, opening neuron pathways the whole way, written out on paper where it's consciously seen. And all of a sudden, we're healing psychiatrically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, everything all at once, with that one simple hack, because we have such an amazing resiliency within us. If our brains are intruded on through outside influence, like a hypnotist messing in our minds, our brains know that it's being intruded on and it won't heal. We have to be in a safe place. We have to do it within ourselves in order to fully heal. But that's the exciting news, is that it's within us all. We just forgot. PTSD Time to Heal is right there for everybody as a little reminder and a gentle nudge. Thank you, sweetheart.
I love
to,
you.
To apply those simple methods.
Yeah, Kathy has some great books and some great insights, you know, how not just for PTSD, for, you know, the right. child sex trafficking, but also across the board. Military veterans, anyone, you know, women that just gave birth, you know, PTSD, I mean, women go through it. So you're learning how to overcome that. And then once you learn how to overcome it, it's pretty much not going to affect you in life. So when you have this, you know, mind control stuff coming at us like it is constantly, it doesn't even stick. You notice it for what it is in instantly, and there's nothing happening for you. So that's really beautiful. So, Lynn, what are your further thoughts on, you know, what we can do to get involved and the things that can help us?
So some things that we I have things not to do and that we can do. Of course, I agree with everything Kathy just said. And from what I'm, my main lane has been the little ones to focus on. Although, as you said, Michael, this is for all ages and all types of trauma. But for the little ones, we currently have systems in place that are not for we the people. So what I do not encourage people to do is to go through the system. So for example, a parent's initial response is, oh my goodness, we need justice. I need to get to the medical people for an exam. So no, because the little ones have been traumatized, and to put them into the medical system where they're held down and re-traumatized is the worst thing you can do for the little ones. It's like Kathy said, we the people, we can do this. I would not enter the unhealthcare system. I would not contact CPS, Child Protective Services. I call it Child Pedophile Services. You can lose your child there. They lose 2,300 children a month. So that's not good. I know that there are good people in all these organizations, but right now our systems are so corrupt, and I have yet to see people successfully go through these systems. And as Kathy says, we actually don't need them. So I'd be careful of law enforcement, because that sets you, in some states, they have the ability to throw your little one in an mental health care, forced institutionalization for 72 hours with people who are very, 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 very ill that you don't want your little one around. To finally have the little one out of the trauma, to put them in something like that's horrific. And then you enter the judicial system, which is maritime justice, which is no maritime law, which is no justice at all, very pro-pedophile. As you were saying, Michael, so many of these people are pedophiles and they protect each other. So the systems that we have, this is a time to exit out of those systems, and we're going to create our own. And I agree with Kathy, even the little ones, just briefly, a few things people can do. And I'm sure you'll have our websites and the links, Michael. So at myqgrit.org, I have this in more detail. But for the little ones, I agree with Kathy. Pray about what to do. You know, God's source, whoever you turn to for your spiritual needs, will let you know what to do to help the little ones. Whatever you do, protect them. What I find is it's not uncommon to possibly know the perpetrator. And then they force the little child to go to events where that person is there, whether it's church or family or whatever. So no, keep them safe. Right now, your little one feels absolutely no safety anywhere at all. So whatever they need to do to feel safe, let them do it. If they need to dress like an astronaut, if they need to carry 10 stuffed animals with them, just whatever they need to do to feel safe, let them do that. And then books. I really recommend little children's books on safety and whatever it is that's bothering them. That's where they can think at that level, because I speak for the ones probably up to about 7 or 8 years old. So they need books read to them to help with their minds. And then I love, you know, Kathy, with the drawing. It's how I heal too, how I have healed, the writing out. The little teeny ones can't write. So give them a blank book and crayons, and let them draw out the horrible things that they went through, and the drawing, or if they're a bit older, the writing will activate the logical and analytical side of the brain, take away the emotions, and then another thing I recommend is our LifeWay products, Michael. So you and I have talked about this on many shows. The little ones right now are full of anxiety. They are in fight or flight. Their central nervous system is lit up like a Christmas tree. They are in a lot of trouble inside at the cellular level. And the LifeWay products are a non-invasive, because they've been invaded enough by this point, a non-invasive natural light and frequency therapy healing modality, and very easy to use, like a little Band-Aid. But what it will do is you'll see it quickly calm down their central nervous systems and help to calm and relax their brains and get their neurotransmitters hitting again with some of the good chemicals. So that way you can start the healing process physically, because I've always said I was damaged at a physical level by those things happening to me at such a little age. And LifeWave has helped me tremendously, and other little ones. And that will help things that you might see too, like bedwetting. It will help them with so many areas. So those are the things that I recommend also for the little ones.
Yeah, excellent. And the X39, the Eon, which is basically really good for brain activity, like you talk about. Excellent, Lynn. So Kathy, talk about Kash Patel getting involved in this. Pam Bondi, where do you see it at the higher levels of Trump administration? What do you think they're going to do to start to address this issue as well?
Well, I'm excited what Kash Patel said, that he was going to close the Hoover Building in Washington, D.C. and turn it into a deep state museum. I wish he would really do that. Maybe they will. I've heard further discussion that they're going to shut that building down. And I hope so, because back in the 80s, my owner in MK Ultra Mind Control, U.S. Senator Robert C. Byrd, opened his office in the Hoover FBI building to set up the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He was the government financing behind that, and it was a catch net operation from the get-go to in case any children were found in the human trafficking capacity, that they would be turned right back into the system through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, through the FBI, who had influence over the Child Protective Services. That's how Child Protective Services became so corrupted and part of the human trafficking operations, because it was originally established as a catch net operation. So the details that I witnessed being set up in Washington, D.C. during my years under MK Ultra Mind Control and under the control of Senator Byrd was just absolutely horrific. To add, to compound the felony, my daughter Kelly was thrust into that system. She had a medical issue when Mark lifted she and I out of the Washington, D.C. swamp, and she was hospitalized and immediately taken by Child Protective Services, just what they do. They just come in and swoop in and take them. And they took custody of Kelly then, and then she was thrust into the very corrupt system that I saw being set up in Washington, D.C. Kelly is the most amazing example of the resiliency of body, mind, and spirit. She lives the life she is. She's brilliant. I have such a phenomenal time with her now. And she just burst into tears listening to Kash Patel's acceptance speech and feeling for the very first time in her life that possibly there could be justice. So, you know, we have quite a view around this house of Kash Patel and the possibilities that exist because of his determination to unravel the mess the FBI has been participating in for so long. Hopefully he's got plenty of these details, and I'd sure sit down with him and share more if he wanted them, because this can be done. It can be fixed. It's going to take some time, and it a great place to begin. We shut down that Hoover building and shut down that whole corrupt mess.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some deep underground stuff under that Hoover building as well. Just right up the street is where President Kennedy was shot, just from that Hoover building too. That's very interesting. Now, you mentioned Robert Byrd, who was a KKK leader. Hillary Clinton said he was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility, her friend and mentor. He obviously trained her well in the evil arts of, child trafficking and so forth that she did in Haiti, and probably lots of other places in the world. Lynn, so moving along the same lines, how do you see the, Trump administration, Kash Patel and maybe Pam Bondi as well, very head of the, administration for justice, Department of Justice, where do you see this going for children and overcoming this child, trafficking? That's, United States, as we pointed out, is the number one child trafficking point in the whole world. Do you think they're really going to come after this?
I do. I have a lot of hope. because I have hope in we the people. That's, you know, and God, I have hope. When it comes to Kash Patel, I believe that President Trump, prior to coming in office, that we have a military operation going on, and so many things were pre-planned behind the scenes that we don't know about. So Kash Patel, shortly after he got in office, he dispersed numerous FBI agents locally all around the United States. Now, that was a first, and that was monumental. In my mind, way before President Trump got to office, they weeded out and knew who were, you know, because there are good people in each of these corrupt systems. So I believe that they weeded out and figured out who they were. And I believe that they dispersed them locally, because our local areas are so corrupt. I, from all the people who contact me, I have yet to see any justice locally for anyone, which is why I don't recommend anyone enter our systems, because they are so corrupt. So I believe that Kash Patel put the FBI locally to start the support and start the searching and start laying the foundation in place for justice at the local level. We've also seen President Trump fire judges and attorneys at the federal level. I believe that's the prototype for going mid-level and then local, so that way we can clean this mess out like we're going to clean out the politicians. So there will be justice for the children.
Very good. So, you know, I think that, you know, we're starting to see that already. I'm seeing in the news several people that are being arrested when they found out, you know, they were child pedophiles. They set up sting operations where they were basically coming to rape 13-year-olds, and they stopped them out. And they had families. This is the one thing that I think that, you know, both of you can speak to. They had family. So this is another thing that we need to, you know, draw attention to and expose. Families are created by some of these pedophiles as a cover for their operations. And they have no clue of the monsters that are behind us. Their husbands, fathers are monsters. How do we overcome that issue as well? Because, I mean, we're talking grassroots level that we need to get involved. But even amongst us are these monsters. So at the grassroots level, we have to even clean up our own, you know, people around us. So how do we do that, Kathy?
Are you talking about the multi-generational aspect of how long this has been going on and infiltrated? I know that the Hitler-Himmler research had found that out about the multi-generational aspects, and we're manipulating that now for generations. So not only is that why we got the bloodlines happening in politics, but it's happening everywhere where they're using that as a control mechanism. Awareness is key, again, and the healing begins. We can all break that chain and begin that healing. It's important to understand, too, that I found from my life's experience, and certainly through my daughter's, that soul is stronger than genetics. We can overcome anything. We have been given that by design, to be able to overcome anything this life puts in front of us, even the genetic manipulation aspect. So we can overcome it all. Even the manipulations that have gone on through vaccines and other aspects, humanity can be resilient, but it begins with awareness. Awareness is key. We got to open our eyes to our own lineage. We need to open our eyes to being able to break that chain ourselves and take a look around us and see who needs help, who needs a nudge. The best way that we can wake other people up is to live the love we are ourselves and shine our light bright. They'll soon follow. We can't wake up for them. We can't live their lives for them, but we certainly can show them the path forward.
Ah, fantastic. And, you know, you've been a great example of how you can break that pattern. And you've talked about how if the pattern repeats over several generations, it basically becomes ingrained, and you broke that pattern, which is outstanding. Now, Jesse Saboter, who I've had on several shows in the past, is a great example also. You know, she talked about how she was prepped to be a bride of Lucifer. So she broke that pattern. So these patterns are being broken I think this is a monumental time. What are your thoughts on that, Lynn?
Yes, I agree that patterns can be broken and they are being broken. And yes, Jesse is a phenomenal woman too in this cause. When you were talking about the local level, the people getting caught, you know, the families, it's been my experience as with my background, as Kathy said, and I learned this from her as I was healing, the generational pedophilia that runs in a family. So when a pedophile's caught, it's not like all of a sudden one day in their adult life, they thought, I think I'll be a pedophile. No, they were harmed as a child. And why some of the little ones turn into pedophiles and some don't, I don't have an answer to that. But the gentlemen that were caught are pedophiles. And what I've also found is it is very common for their spouse to know that fully. And it is very common for their own children to have been abused also. So what I would like to encourage people at the local level is when justice comes, and it is coming and has been coming, and the pedophiles are identified, I want you to be aware that the spouse is in just as much hurt and as the children, and that we need to reach out to all of them with justice, yes, and then also love and support and caring and understanding, and know that it's not just this one person in the family who has the problem. You have an enabler also usually involved, and very likely every one of their children has been abused too. And we need to be aware of that and not just look at the pedophile and think, oh, we've caught him. Great. Relief. It's over. No, it's just the healing's just begun. The justice and the healing's just begun for that family.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So I'm going to share the screen real quick and show you what I was talking about this one congressman or I was relating to. So Republican State Senator Justin Eichhorn from Minnesota has been arrested after attempting to meet an underage girl for rape. He was caught in a police sting operation when he arranged to meet what he believed was a 16-year-old girl. The state senator arrived in a pickup truck and was immediately handcuffed. So like both of you are talking about now, are all four of his children, unfortunately, perhaps, have they been, involved in the same situation as their father or family members, been involved in, harming them? So that's one of the things we have to be very open about in helping people going forward. Knowing that if one person, is discovered and being part of a pedophilia operation, it could be multiple family members in the immediate family and in the surrounding family as well. So that's how widespread it is just on the grassroots level. So we've talked about, on the higher levels, but it starts at the grassroots level. So we have to really start to, get involved on the grassroots level, cleaning up our own houses, and then move from there. Was pedophilia involved in my family at some point? It very well could have been. I'm not aware of it, but if I look a little deeper in some aspects, I'm like, it could have been something going on there. So you have to, really clean up your own, we're going to focus over here. Focus on your own house. Clean up your own house. When you're clean, then you can really spread out. It's tough, but you can have grassroots networks that are involved with other people of like mind. So find people of like mind that are, dedicated. Now, you have to be very careful because some of these like-minded people that come in could be compromised trying to infiltrate. What are your thoughts on that, ladies?
Infiltration is a big problem. These perpetrators, these abusers know exactly what vulnerabilities to look for, and survivors exhibit vulnerabilities. And especially if they, speak out too soon, if they get involved in trying to help others before they're fully healed themselves, they'll exhibit these vulnerabilities and get infiltrated, be triggered, and be undermined. So it's very important that people take full healing before they get active so that they can't be infiltrated. It's a very important aspect of healing that I'm very much focused on right now. The things to see, like looking at that picture, it was like, oh, somebody please look into those children because they exhibited signs. And the I've got a blog post on my website called Fake It Till You Make It. And it's about while someone's in their healing process, how they can disguise their vulnerabilities, you know, until they actually heal and aren't vulnerable anymore. And it that also is very revealing on what those signs look like to others. So, you know, we can start seeing that aspect and pay attention to it. Learn to have compassion when somebody's full of piercings and tattoos and clown hair instead of just snap judging them. Take it as a cry for help. You know, we've got different things we can start looking at in light of awareness with compassion. When we're strong in who we are, when we remember who we are and why we're here, we'll be more effective in helping others and empowering them to be strong too.
That's beautiful. And Lynn, what are your thoughts on you know, at the grassroots level, you know, finding and helping other people in your community and also your family?
At the grassroots level, I believe it's important for everyone to learn the signs of trafficking and abuse of all ages, and then open our eyes. It's time to open our eyes to what's going on around and not close them any longer. Statistically, many years ago, there were statistics that came out that 25% of little girls this happened to, and 10% of little boys. So those were police reported cases several years ago. Well, I think it's double, and probably Kathy would agree. It's such a pervasive heinous assault on the little ones. So we need to know when we're out shopping, look around and realize half the little girls you're seeing are currently being abused, or they have been, and they're in trouble. They need help. And probably 25% of the little boys, when you're sitting in church, look around. And this is we need to wake up and face this. And we, the people, we can do this together. We can reach out in love, and we can reach out to help. We can reach out for justice, because there has to be justice for what's been done to the little ones. We can't have healing without the justice. And the justice, in my opinion, involves the enablers too, because the enablers are part of why the children have been hurt. And we need to know that the children in these families are in trouble. They're in trouble, and they likely will not speak. Unfortunately, with children, it's very common for the perpetrators to threaten to kill them, to kill their family, to kill their pets, in order to get the coercion for the perpetrators to do the physical and mental torture. I won't even call it sex, because from a child's standpoint, they have no concept of the word. So even once this is identified locally, you have to realize what the children have been through. But as Kathy and I have been talking, we the people can do this to help them heal, to reach out in love and understanding, get training and education. I have information. Kathy has information. There's information out there. Get training and education. I'm big on this in your communities to know what to look for, how to help. I have so many people say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, we're sharing now what you can do. And we, the people, can do this now. We don't wait for anybody. I mean, you know, this is worldwide. We the people are worldwide, and we can take action now in love, and we can stop this and turn it around one person at a time, one voice at a time. And I also agree with Kathy, though, don't speak out until you have healed from this, because it would be too easy to get triggered, and then you'll go back in hiding, and that doesn't help you or anyone else. And that is how you would personally get infiltrated again, because perpetrators do see you. And those of you out there who are currently in isolation trying to heal, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You still see the pedophiles, you know who they are, and you see them coming at you because you're still vulnerable. So don't speak and come out until you have your healing, but do get your healing from someone who, as Kathy has said, has been healed themselves and know how to help. Because sometimes the healers, I know this is precious on Kathy's heart right now, and mine too. Sometimes the healers go out to try to help too soon, and then they might unintentionally hurt more than they help.
Wow, fantastic, ladies, fantastic. Always a great chair with you. So, Kathy, how can people reach you, your books, and get in touch with you?
Through my website, trance-formation.com, trance-formation.com. And I encourage everyone who hears this amazing discussion, this profound one, to share it everywhere. And let's empower each other with this necessary information.
Fantastic. Thank you. And Len, how can people reach you?
I have two primary websites. One is Q, the letter Q, and then the word grit, grit.org. It lists several tips and information on how to heal. And you can reach out to me and email me through that website. I'm glad to help anyone. And then my LifeWave website is liveyoungerwithlynn.com. And if you're interested in using the natural modalities for any type of trauma, for any age, and other things, but today that's the topic, just please reach out. I'm so glad to help.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. So thank you, ladies, for coming in. Your work is tremendous for humanity and very insightful for a lot of people, very comforting, and things that we can use going forward. So lots of love to you and everybody that's listening. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Unleashing Intuition Secrets, the podcast. Until next time, stay in the love vibration as you continue your journey to become the master of your reality.